All right. Good morning, everybody. Everybody who's doing assignments, you guys, they just keep getting better and better. So keep it up. And I got a couple more I'm going to send out. So when I send them out, please take the time to read them because everybody's got something to say. But if there's a scripture that came to me this week in regards to constructive criticism, it's probably 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And Paul says this in verse 11, short verse, but really poignant and to the point. He says, therefore, encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing. So he's basically saying, you're doing it, so keep on doing it. And to me, that's the opposite of constructive criticism in a nutshell. Just keep encouraging mother, build your people up. I really liked how Benjamin put it in his assignment. Patrick is always telling us, lead, teach, and inspire. Constructive criticism has no place in lead, teach, and inspire. Because that's what we're trying to do, inspire all the people around us, from family to employees and to others that are looking up to us. Always inspiring them. To be better. And then isn't that what our Lord is always doing to us, inspiring us to press on? And then today, it's quite a chapter today. Unresolved, we've got the 5 C's, 4 principles, and pretty intense, a lot of content here today. And so let's pray as we get into it. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for, again, just another week, and here we are together. The world does seem to have quite a bit of turmoil going on, and yet here we are, Lord, really peace, relative peace all around us, and we're able to gather together over the airwaves, over the phones, and have a time to be inspired, Lord, to be better than our best, and that is truly our goal is to be better than our best, and that is only possible through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray this morning. Amen. All right, amen. Every one of us, we have the things we're out of the 5 C's. We have what we're good at: content, continuity, contact. Right there, I'll stop there, because one of us, we're all either good at all three of those, or maybe one we're especially good at. But then when it comes to number 4 and number 5, I have yet to meet a CEO who is just perfect on conditions and closing. Unresolved conflict right there, isn't it? I have a customer who taught me well about unresolved conflict and conditions and closing. And there was a time when I said, I will never do another project for them, ever, as long as I'm alive. Unresolved conflict. And you know what? They're our number one volume and pretty close to our number one percentage margin customer. So there you go. But what does it take? It takes conditions and closing, and it takes the truth to the right person at precisely the right time, and it takes family first, business first. No, you're gonna pay me, and we're gonna work out how to get paid on time. And they always want to negotiate, so they get a bid that has a couple of points of negotiating room in it, and then they want I always offer them a discount, and they always want the discounted price at their terms, and then you have to tell them, no, the discount price is that for just a reason, read the terms, and then they go back and they go, well, you know, we're this company and this is just how we do business. And you go, well, who's the VP over this project? Oh, why don't you go talk to him and ask about our terms? So then he calls me back and he says, oh, yeah, we can do that. So I guess the point is, they taught me how to say, no, I need to get my money. So that makes it easier every day dealing with new people and new customers, because everybody has the same attitude about payment, especially when you're a subcontractor. Payment. So you just, and then, so you work through it. But anyway, I just say is that is the key always is number four and number five, at least for me, for the five C's, and I have a feeling for most of us on the phone. And then when we put the four principles to work, we got to take care of our families. So we got to get money. We got to get paid. And then, you know, God is good. He is always good in all of those things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We do thank you for this chapter. And we could really hear it in our brother this morning. He had a real burden, Lord, to just really take hold of these things and not just set them aside and think they're goofy ideas. But, Lord, they're far beyond goofy ideas. They're a clear and concise way to keep our company safe. And when we keep the company safe, you know what happens? Our families are safe, and our families are in a good spot, and we are too. And it takes work. It's hard work every day. And we want to think, and we have to teach and train our customers that there's a right way to do things, and we're all about doing things the right and correct way. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. We thank you for the opportunity to listen, learn, and to grow. And we just give you this day and the rest of it into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.